Easter Saturday Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Bring, all ye dear-bought nations, bring, alleluia, your richest praises to the King, alleluia, that spotless Lamb who more than dew, alleluia, paid for his sheep and those sheep you, alleluia, 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 alleluia. That guiltless Son who bought your peace, alleluia, and made his Father's anger cease, alleluia, then life and death together fought, alleluia, each to a strange extreme were brought, alleluia, 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 alleluia. We, Lord, with faithful hearts and voice, alleluia, on this thy rising day rejoice, alleluia. O thou whose power o'ercame the grave, alleluia, by grace and love us sinners save, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen, he is the light of his people, whom he has redeemed with his blood, alleluia. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ has risen, he is the light of his people, whom he has redeemed with his blood. Alleluia. Christ, our Redeemer, has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn to the Lord our God. Alleluia. A canticle from Daniel 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord. And you, clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord. And you, all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord. And you, stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord. And you, showers and rain, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord. And you, fire and heat, O bless the Lord. And you, cold and heat, O bless the Lord. To him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frost and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightning and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord. Ananias, Azarias, Mizael, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. Christ our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn to the Lord our God. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord has risen as he promised. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord has risen as he promised. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 14. None of us lives for himself only. None of us dies for himself only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live. And if we die, it is for the Lord that we die. Whether we live or die, then we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. This is the day which was made by the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. When Jesus had risen from the dead early on the Sunday morning, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven devils. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high, He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When Jesus had risen from the dead early on the Sunday morning, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven devils. Alleluia. Intercessions. Christ is the bread of life, and he will raise up on the last day those who are nourished by his word and by his body. Lord, give us peace and joy. Son of God, risen from the dead, you are the Lord of life. Bless all our brothers and sisters, and make us holy. Lord, give us peace and joy. You are the peace and joy of all who believe in you. Help us to live as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory. Lord, give us peace and joy. May your pilgrim church grow in faith. Strengthen us to bear witness before the world to your resurrection. Lord, give us peace and joy. You underwent great suffering to enter the Father's glory. Wipe away all tears and turn sorrow into joy. Lord, give us peace and joy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you increase and multiply your faithful by your abundant gift of grace. Look now on your chosen people, and clothe for ever in the garment of eternal life all those who have been reborn in baptism. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.